Hi, welcome. This is Reading with Roxanne, and we are recording at Bookstore One at 117 South Pineapple in Sarasota, Florida. And my name is Roxanne Baker, and I'm here with Andrea Ginsky. And we are having fun doing this podcast during the summer when it's a little bit quiet and sleepy, and we can
it's actually great.
Do it here in the store,
yes.
Which is nice. All right, so today Andrea came up with a great idea to talk about books that have a really strong sense of place. And we can interpret that many different ways.
Yes, we can.
So, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Why don't you start?
I'll start. Okay. I just read a book by Nell Zink called Avalon. And she does a really beautiful job of describing California State Route 1, which I've never been to. I'm sure you have.
Yeah, I have.
And she literally goes up the coastal. It's almost like you're
beautiful,
travelogue. And I just want to read you a sentence she says about Big Sur. Big Sur. Okay, hang on a second. Okay. Hang on a second. Okay, sorry for stammering there. I had to find my quote. Big Sur, idyllic yet inhabitable. It's like an American myth stylizes Big Sur as a place of paramount exquisiteness, far exceeding the artificial beauties of Kyoto, Amalfi, Cornwall, etc., the despoiled old world Eurasia, on par with the Tetons and the Grand Canyon. And then she goes on to say that she believes in the myth because it's so gorgeous, and she describes it so well. She's a very literary writer. She's like Jonathan Franzen. They're good friends, and she's even more literary than he is. I have to constantly look up things on Google to figure, like little bits and pieces.
I haven't read her. I need to.
But it's worth it, and I enjoy that intellectual stimulation because I have not traveled the world. So I really appreciated her book. It's about a girl who gets abandoned by her parents on a landscaping farm in Southern California, and luckily she falls in with a crowd of nice people in high school, and they sort of take her under the wing, and then she has a romance that's on again, off again. But I'm going to recommend it for people. So you know how sometimes we have people that come in and say, I want something, but I don't want any big drama or trauma.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I just read a book that was
I want a nice read.
Yeah. So this is one of those.
Good.
But yet it's got meat to it. So I really appreciate that. So it's called Avalon by Nell Zink.
Good.
Okay.
So speaking of books with trauma, mine is not a non-trauma book.
Okay, good. So for people who want trauma.
Yeah, because actually... I'm going to talk first about Shuggie Bain, which is set in Glasgow in Scotland. So Douglas Stewart, who is the author, is from Scotland, though he lives in New York now. But he's written two books, and they're both set in Glasgow. And it makes you think, I would not want to live in Glasgow, at least in the 70s and 80s. Because I looked it up on Wikipedia, Glasgow, to see, and it says it was a dark period when steel workers, coal mines, engine factories, and other heavy industry went out of business, which led to mass unemployment and high levels of urban decay, which is the feeling you get in the books.
Mm.
It's very dark atmospherically. However, Shuggie Bain is a really moving book, and it's about, he writes about young men who are homosexual and their relationships with their mother. Mm. And Shuggie Bain is the name of the young man, and his mother is an alcoholic, serious alcoholic. But I found the whole book so moving, and the description, the people in his novels are all very poor. So while it's not an easy atmosphere, you feel like you are enmeshed in Glasgow, in poor people living in Glasgow. And I just he drew me right in. But they're really kind of dark, but still beautiful writing. He won the Booker Prize for Shuggie Bain. And then the new book, Young Mungo, just came out this year. So, and I read that too. And it's also it has a lot more to do with the Troubles, though it's also about a young man who's gay, but the Irish and the Catholic fighting each other. But both really give you a sense of Scotland.
Okay, great.
So that was Young Mungo and Shuggie Bain by Douglas Stewart.
Okay. I will talk next about the book that I treated like Phantom of the Opera, the musical. When everyone was going gaga about that musical way back when, I said, I am not going to see that. because I'm not a trendy person. So I avoided Where the Crawdads Sing for a long time.
Oh, that's right. You just read it.
I got hired to do a talk back at Burns Court this Sunday at 1:45 if you want to come. Shameless plug. And so I had to read the book. And
well,
I have to say that it is, the story is engaging in a very mysterious way, and she does a really good job of sense of place. The marshes,
oh, yeah, she does.
The
You're
swamp.
Right.
I mean, I can see, it's very cinematically written. I can see why they did a movie, because you can see that the shack she lives in. I mean,
yeah,
she
yeah.
does a really, really great job of description. So that, I really was impressed by that. And the fact that she also is smart enough of an author to put in a lot of biology, you know, so it's not just this maudlin story of a girl abandoned.
Well, the author has an interesting history.
Yeah, she
too,
does.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it has enough to keep people engaged. So, again, I feel like when I'm reading it, I am in the swamp or in the.
Right.
In the
yeah, you did.
Of that really poor town.
I mean, I was conflicted about the story, but
yeah.
I did definitely, I could see that atmospherically,
oh,
that
yeah.
was definitely one that makes you feel some
yeah.
sense of place.
Yeah, totally. So that's Where the Crawdads Sing. I probably am the last person in the world to read it.
Yeah, it's true.
Idelia Owens.
I don't know. It still keeps selling and selling.
Yeah,
so okay. You're not the last
okay,
one.
Okay, good.
Yes, especially the movie's coming out.
That's
so
true.
It's back on the bestseller list.
All right.
Yep. All right, the next one I'm going to talk about is a novel called Poppy Show by Leonie Ross. So I had an interesting thought when I was thinking about these books of whether the author was from a place like the book was set or not.
Okay.
So Poppy Show, I think that's how you pronounce it, is set on a tropical island. And the author actually migrated with her mother to Jamaica, where she was raised and educated. Then she moved to England. But so she grew up on a tropical island, and it is just like this magical, sensual, amazing place. And that's how I imagine really being in like a I would think like I pictured it in the Pacific or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just so colorful. But then also there was this reality that underneath there was poverty and addiction, but all like the tourists would see, let's say, would be this colorful, magical, because all these people, a lot of people on Poppy Show have magical powers.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was full of food descriptions. One of the characters owns a restaurant, and it just was kind of, I don't know. It was just really made me feel like I was in the tropics somewhere.
All right,
so nice. It's away from dark Glasgow
yeah.
to a fun tropical island, even though underneath there was the hunger and depression and poverty and addiction a little. So, but, you know, that's the world, real
right.
world. So there was some real world mixed in with the magical powers. So.
Okay.
And that was Poppy Show by Leonie Ross.
All right, very good. My last one, I took the sense of place a little bit different in a way. This was Crossroads by Jonathan Franzen. It's the first of a trilogy that he's writing. Second one hasn't come out yet, but it's New Prospects, Illinois. And the sense of place in this book is more on a granular level as far as like the 1970s, you know, like department stores. There's some Christmas scenes. There's a Christmas party where the punch bowl's out with liquor in it and kids to
yeah.
dip into it. And it just brought back the 70s to me, you know, and I really appreciated that. He also, in the book, goes to Arizona. He does a pretty good job of painting that landscape too. And like these desolate roads out in the Southwest where, you know, you could get lost or perhaps killed. So I like his book a lot for that sense too.
Uh-huh.
So it's a Crossroads by Jonathan Franzen.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
So this one is also a place where you could get lost or killed,
okay.
actually. So I read this book a couple of years ago, and it's called Valentine by Elizabeth Wetmore.
Okay.
And it's about women in the 70s in Odessa, Texas, West Odessa, Texas.
Okay.
And that is one very violent, very bigoted, very mean place. I mean, in my little review when I wrote it, I said, it convinced me to never visit West Texas because it's a scary place. But the women are, just so powerful in this book. It goes into the lives of, I think it was 6 different women, and you just really get a sense of the troubles that they had being in that type of environment.
Right.
And you just really were like, oh man, I don't want to go to West Texas. Now, Elizabeth Whitmore, again, I looked her up, and she was a native of West Texas.
Okay.
So she actually now lives in Chicago, but she grew up there. So all the books that I looked at, the authors were kind of were giving you a sense of places where they spent their youth, where they...
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
And I do know for the 3 I did, Nell Zink did...
Yeah.
She grew up all over, but... definitely California.
Yeah.
And I think she may have been abandoned as a youth, too.
So that was Valentine by Elizabeth Whitmore.
Okay, cool.
I just wanted to add, because Roxanne and I talked about this a little bit, is that I didn't look at historical fiction. I thought of that afterwards, where
yeah.
an author really does research and then gives you a sense of a
right.
place in history.
Maybe we can do that next
I know,
time.
I'm thinking maybe we should do that as
okay.
our next one. We can
That'd
do a
be-
sense of place.
Perfect.
Historically.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Yep, because I have another list. I'm thinking, wow, these books really made me feel like I was right, like, in Germany.
All right.
It was in the 1500s. So.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and I'm sorry about my stammering
yes.
start there.
Real nice here at Bookstore.
Sleep deprived. I didn't do the full moon, but thank you for listening.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.